Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Chris Gwynn. Batting second. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Felix Jose. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jose Lind. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Kevin Appier. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting third. The DH, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Scott Cooper. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Melvin. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tim Nehring. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny Darwin. And now, play ball. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 2-0. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nehring fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Darwin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hatcher hits a line drive into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McFarlane hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Joyner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gaetti strikes out. Two outs. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jose strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Deer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gagne strikes out. One out. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gwynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nehring hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Royals. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Royals. Mike McFarlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlan is 0-for-1 in the game. McFarlan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nehring settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Joyner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Joyner hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. 2 outs. Scott Cooper batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Dawson moves to second. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jose is 0-for-1 in the game. Jose strikes out. 1 out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a pop-up towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Melvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nehring is 0 for 1 in the game. Nehring strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gwynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gwynn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Deer. Gwynn reaches second base with a double. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a pop-up towards third. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brett is walked intentionally. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 2 in the game. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gwynn scores. Brett moves to third. It's 4-0, Royals. John Dobson now pitching. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Joyner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn has Brett trapped. There's the throw to Melvin and over to Cooper, who tags Brett for the out. McFarlane moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatcher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Greenwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jose is 0 for 2 in the game. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Dobson covering, for the out. One out. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 0 for 2 in the game. Gagne takes first base on ball 4. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Dobson. Gagne moves to second. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-2 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gwynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gwynn hits a line drive into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Brewer now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Royals. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Belinda now pitching. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Deer is 0-for-2 in the game. Deer takes first base on ball 4. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Deer moves to third. Ernie Riles pinch hits for Bob Melvin. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Belinda fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Tony Peña now catching. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Taylor now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nehring scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McRae moves to second. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McFarlane is walked intentionally. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Joyner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Joyner takes first base on ball 4. McRae moves to third. McFarlane moves to second. Rico Rossi pinch runs for Wally Joyner. Paul Quantrill now pitching. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-3 in the game. Gaetti hits a line drive into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae tags and scores. McFarlane tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-1, Royals. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jose is 0-for-3 in the game. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Rossi now playing third base. Gary Gaetti now playing first base. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring is 0-for-2 in the game. Nehring hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a line drive into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Greenwell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jose. Greenwell reaches second base with a double. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dawson is 0-for-3 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gagne hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Gagne. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Gagne steals second. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lind is 0-for-3 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gagne moves to third. One out. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gwynn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gwynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Tony Foss is now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nehring fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Cooper batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cooper hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Deere is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Deere takes first base on ball 4. Cooper moves to second. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valentin strikes out. Two outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Peña strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.